Continuing with the piece from the winter 2014 Slingshot by Jesse Palmer, The Darkness Before the Dawn, Resist Inertia, Embrace Collapse. Quote, but another way to approach the system's unsustainability is to rejoice, because this means that our... Doesn't it sound like he's talking to somebody on their deathbed or something? Because our current hassles are near an end. Part of the unsustainability of the system is us. Our role, if we're willing to step up, can be to rise up against the system. And when he talks about what he means by rise up, it's exactly what folks are doing right now, which does not end our captive status, not designed to end our captive status, isn't focused on a world in which our human energy is free. And there's another piece in it, the one we looked at last week, which specifically addresses this, how it made him or her, Finn, feel powerless to be doing the same thing that never works and keep doing it. But this is precisely what he tells folks to do. And so that's what he says the role of the most radical is to just keep doing what you're doing, wait for the collapse, and then rejoice when it comes. Excuse me? This contributes to this false notion that we're not confronting a conscious actor. It's just this built-in inertia of a system that is headed off a cliff of its own based on impersonal economic forces, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that's a recipe for sealing our doom. Please don't be duped by this piece. The word collapse, because he focuses, that's the whole focus of the piece. The word collapse, instead of transition, the word collapse instead of transition, the choice of which, collapse instead of transition, in repetition with the word inevitable, seems likely, more and more as I said before as I sit with it, seems likely the point of this propaganda. And I don't think it can be unconscious propaganda. Not in this case, given that it's not some stroked and massaged pundit over the airwaves, but we're supposed to believe an unencumbered actor. And I suppose I should reiterate here, again, because I've said it before, how helpful it is to have an accurate understanding of the state, i.e., that the state exists within us, i.e., that we are the system, and not in the sense that we'll be reading about with that Empire book, that we are the system, a balm, in a sense, to the wound that opens when we sense betrayal. In one of my first blogs, Is It Never Too Late to Be the Parent I Should Have Been? I said something like this: anger at others is really anger at oneself, which is really anger at the system. Now, looking back on those words from today's vantage, I can appreciate how much farther we can see, thanks to our found ancestors' wisdom. Those the state suppressed because they're threatening to it. In particular, Miklos, Alice, Karl Popper. Even just these three, I think, are sufficient to plot our roadmap to the future. Point being, anger at the system equals anger at ourselves, equals anger at our brothers and sisters who betray us, means we will be, each one, betrayer and betrayed until we end this sick system. Point being, let's get beyond anger and blame and embrace a strategy that places us beyond betrayal. You see, it's the strategy that's key, not some false attempt to master our feelings, which just, it's not, that doesn't work. And the only strategy that places us beyond agents is not issue-based, i.e. fix the system-based, but rather claiming the all-based, a global reclaiming of human energy.